This is Chairman Daldio dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Crystal Hooten, please note the following medical letter, period. First name, Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Hooten, H-O-O-T-E-N. On March 24th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The new paragraph. The patient is a 42-year-old female, height 5'7", weight 193 pounds, who is involved in an automobile accident on or about April 19th, 2025, period. The patient was the driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was struck in the driver's side rear when another vehicle crossed over four lanes, period. There was a moderate damage, period. The patient was in a 2021 Cadillac SUV and hit by a Ford Explorer SUV, period. The patient was jerked, period. The right hip hit the vehicle, period. A few hours later, had pain in the neck, comma, low back, comma, right hip, comma, and bilateral shoulders, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, still having pain in the neck and low back area, period. New paragraph. The neck pain is an apparent aggravation of pre-existing neck problems, period. The pain is constant, comma. It is throbbing with a pain index of 8 out of 10 on a good day and 10 out of 10 on a bad day, period. The pain radiates down both arms to the hands, period. It is experienced with pins and needles sensation, period. The radiating pain is new since this automobile accident, period. The pain is 90% worse since this automobile accident, and now it is constant every day with headaches, period. Before this automobile accident, the neck pain was only occurring every 2 weeks with a duration of 1 to 2 days, period. New paragraph. The low back pain was treated with medication and injections, period. Prior to this automobile accident, she did have bulging discs in her low back, period. The pain is constant and throbbing, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 9 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs to the feet with pins and needles, as well as burning, period. Before the automobile accident, she had radiating pain, but the radiating pain became 50% worse since the automobile accident, period. The low back pain became 75% worse since this automobile accident, period. The patient did have low back pain and leg radiation prior to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the client was that 2 days after the accident, she was seen at the Indy Joint and Spine Clinic. She had physical therapy several times. She was referred to an MRI, an affordable MRI, period. She saw Dr. Ward, W-A-R-D, her anesthesiologist and pain management doctor, who she saw prior to the automobile accident, period. She was given a nerve block to the low back and referred to an EMG at Hendricks Regional, period. She saw her family doctor a couple times, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball, comma, walking, comma, lifting over 15 pounds, comma, sitting over an hour, comma, walking over 3 blocks, comma, driving over an hour, comma, standing over an hour, comma, and sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medications include 2 medicines for diabetes, comma, a muscle relaxer, comma, pain medicine, comma, cholesterol medicine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, more hydrocodone since the auto accident, comma. Continuation of prior muscle relaxers, comma, and exercise treatment, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and MI times 2. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for hysterectomy. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals she had prior neck pain of a non-traumatic origin. The onset was in 2014. Period. This occurred without injury. She had treatment with medications, including steroid injections and a rhizotomy, period. Since this new accident, her pain is 90% worse in the neck, period. The low back pain was not a traumatic onset, period. It occurred in 2012. Without injury, period. He was treated with steroid injections and physical therapy, period. The low back pain is now 50% worse after this automobile accident, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents, only minor automobile accidents in the past, period. She did have treatment to the neck and low back with steroid injections and physical therapy in 2018 and 2014, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation, the patient was involved in workforce management, period. No work was missed, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Office note, Indy Spine and Joint, October 23rd, 2025, presents to the clinic with complaints of cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine pain from injuries sustained in a recent MVA, period. Very sore and tight. Objective findings were very sore and tight over top of left and right shoulder and neck is stiff, period, low back pain, period. She complains of headache, period. End of report. Clinic notes, June 2nd, 2025, Indy Spine and Joint. Presents to the clinic with complaints of cervical, comma, thoracic, and lumbar spine pain for injuries sustained in a recent MVA, period. Assessment, cervical spine strain of muscles. Number 2, thoracic spine strain of muscles. Number 3, lumbar spine strain of muscles, period. End of report. Affordable MRI, MRI of the lumbar spine without contrast, May 19th, 2025. Clinical history, history of L4/5 herniation, pain worse status post-MVA, April 19th, 2025, with new onset tingling and numbness down bilateral lower extremities, period. At L4-5, there was a broad disc bulge. Impression, degenerative disc disease, L4-5, as described above, period. End of report. Affordable MRI of the cervical spine, May 19th, 2025. Impression, no acute process, period. Indiana officer standard crash report, April 19th, 2025. She states that her vehicle was hit on the rear driver's side corner by vehicle 2, period, end of report. Office visits, pain clinic, May 29th, 2025, 41-year-old female who has been complaining of pain in her right buttocks and radiating down the back of her right upper and lower leg down to her foot, period. I have seen her for this in the past, period. I did a right L5 select nerve root injection on October 24th, 2024. That was positive diagnostically, but only relieved her pain for about a week, period. She states this was aggravated when she was in a motor vehicle accident in April, period. Back pain has had back pain off and on for 12 years, but much worse over the last 4 to 5 months, period. She has tried chiropractic manipulation, comma, ice, comma, heat, comma, NSAIDs, comma, analgesics, comma, muscle relaxers, and home exercises, period. The treatment provided no relief. On physical examination, tenderness of the right lower back. Radiographic images, the patient had x-rays of her lumbar spine in Hendricks Regional on September 19th, 2024, period. This showed degenerative facet joint disease of the lower lumbar spine, period. The patient had an MRI of her lumbar spine on October 9th, 2024. I reviewed the MRI and thought the patient had a small right lateral slash foraminal disc herniation at the L4-5 level, period. The patient had a new MRI that was done at affordable MRI on May 19th, 2025. This showed broad-based disc bulge, period. Results, October 9th, 2024, MRI of the lumbar spine showed small right lateral slash foraminal disc herniation L4-5. Assessment diagnoses were degenerative intervertebral disc of lumbar region with discogenic back pain and lower extremity pain, 2 lumbar radiculopathy, 3 spinal stenosis of the lumbar region without neurogenic claudication, period. After reviewing the patient's history and physical exam, her MRI, and the results of previous injection, I still feel this patient has right L5 radiculopathy, period. I have ordered an MRI, an EMG. I have ordered an EMG, period. End of report. Procedure note, June 6, 2025. Diagnosis, lumbar radiculopathy, comma, disc, lumbar disc displacement with lumbar radiculopathy and lumbar spinal stenosis without neurogenic claudication, period. Procedure performed, right L5 select nerve root block, period. End of report. Office visit note, June 26, 2025. The patient came for evaluation of back pain, period. She was in a car accident on April 19th, 2025, comma, which led to 6 weeks of physical therapy, period. Unfortunately, the therapy didn't help, so she had an MRI, period. She reports that the MRI showed she had a herniated and bulging disc in the same area, period. Dr. Ward reviewed the MRI report and scheduled her for another block injection, period. The first injection, October 2024, helped for a week, period. The recent injection didn't help at all, period. She is currently taking 6 hydrocodone tablets a day and continues to take Lyrica, period. Assessment, persistent back pain following a car accident on April 19th, 2025. No significant improvement from physical therapy or nerve injection, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of April 19th, 2025, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, the patient presented with an abnormal flex gait, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination revealed normal thyroid examination, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve. There was heat and tenderness on palpation. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 26 degrees, comma, extension 18 degrees, comma, side bending 14 degrees on the left, comma, 18 degrees on the right, comma, rotation by 22 degrees on the left and 24 degrees on the right, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination, unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination revealed paravertebral muscle spasm with tenderness, period. There was diminished strength, period. Flexion was diminished by 26 degrees and extension by 6 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 66 degrees right and 82 degrees left, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right knee jerk reflex at 1/4 and a diminished right biceps reflex at 1/4, period. Remainder of reflexes 2/4. There was diminished strength in the right grip area, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right lateral elbow region as well as the right calf, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe, and the patient was unable to walk on their heels, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, aggravation of prior neck pain with new onset of radiculopathy. Number 3, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 4, prior L4-5 disc bulge slash herniation that is now aggravated, period. This also occurs with aggravation of our prior low back pain, period. The above 4 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of April 19, 2025, period. New paragraph. At this time, in terms of permanency, the patient does have permanency to her cervical and lumbar region from these injuries. By permanency, I am meaning that the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in both the cervical and lumbar regions for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient states she was referred to a back surgeon, but she couldn't afford at this time to see a physician, period. Ongoing over-the-counter and prescription medications will be $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some additional injections in her back will be about $3,500, period. A tens unit will cost $500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Deal End of Dictation.